Okay, so Sif Gimel is a din of Hekert Tzir. The din of Hekert Tzir. Misha Cholik Beis L'Shnayim, Chol Chelik Pesach Pesach Shusharabim. You split a room into two. Beis is always referring to not just the whole house, but even to a room. So you don't know which way is the Yemin, right? We saw a little rush at the end of last week. The end of Sif Beis and Pabba Pesach. You put up a zuz on the wrong side, left side. So pasul to the yevid, it's ma'akev. That's how the mechaber paskins. And the emphasis is not so clear. Some nechrenim mufakfik because the rush and the luchas mezuzah and the riff. You don't find they don't bring this soul of tzatzmo. There's some nechrenim mufakfik that maybe it's taka. It's not pasul to the yevid. Mice the going here brings a raya from the fact that we spoke 2 weeks ago, I think, about if there's a tzad machlokes mechaber, the shach is machmer negative mechaber. That if you even have just one mezuzah, we're mechayev mezuzah, but it has to be the right mezuzah, not the left one. The going proofs a mirror that avad the left is a psol b'diavad because it's not b'chal machayev. Even according to a mirror, holds only needs one mezuzah, but only the right side, not the left side. So the going here brings that as a raya, and that's the accepted tax to the left. So sometimes you don't know which one's the left side. That's the problem here. So l'maiso, it's mafu here in the achrona that this halacha be'etzem of hekert tzir is kamat not negea because that's the point. The point is that it's only when we don't know which one is the knisa. We're looking for which way is the chiyuv of tzad yamin. Is al mezuzas beisecha derech biyoscha? That's the tzad yamin. We saw the achrayim said even if you're a lefty, if your whole family is lefties, even if you're left-footed and left-handed, lemaisa we go b'asar reva ilam and we go on the right side. So lemaisa b'derech klal, it's klar which side is the knisa. Lemashal in the knisa to a house, just make the most simple case. When you're going into a house, it doesn't make a difference which side the hinges are, which way the door is open. We know what the derech biyoscha is. That's where you're going into the house. The point here is mishachalik beis l'shnayim is that it was unclear. So lemaisa. Oh, so this is the nekuda. So here, obviously the entrance to the house is the most simple of case, and the most extreme case is like this tier. We just have one big room, just slam, put smack in the middle a mechitza. We just have no idea. So the poskim add other ifanim and tenayim that in order to come onto hekert tzir, mamish has to be a safek hashakol. So what are the ways that we make an ois safek hashakol? So the first thing is the taz that's really coming from Maharil, and the taz here already starts saying that any cheder hapnimi is already called, the Derech Biyoscha is going into the Pnimi. Meaning, let's just pretend, for example, that the outer room here wouldn't have a back door. The only entrance to the building would be through this door. So then the back room, and this is true of basically every bedroom in a house, since the only way to get into it, it's a Cheder Pnimi. You have the Cheder Chitzon, you come from the outside into the Cheder Chitzon, then you go into the Pnimi. So it's clear that the Gedda, it's before here in the Taz, and the Chazanir speaks it out Lehedya, and the Kemal, all the place can say this, that obviously the derech knisa is to get into the place where there's no other way to get into it except through this door. So that basically takes care of a lot of rooms and a lot of bedrooms and basically a lot of the shvekos that it's the cheder pnimi. Lamaisa, a number of weeks ago we spoke about a merpeset that this is where it said the taz, it's the taz and the maharil, this taz over here in Sifkanda, this is the one that really says lahedya that if you have a merpeset that doesn't have any other, like I'm on the third floor or whatever, there's no door from the merpeset out to anything, and the only way to get to the merpeset is through the house, so that's a pnimi, and then you should put the mezuzah on the right side going out to the merpeset. So I don't want to repeat the whole arichus, that's a big machlekes, because of the shaila is a merpeset really chayv mitzad atzmoy, and with the size of the merpeset, does it have a roof, not a roof? Tachsumais, we mentioned then, the minhag olam is, regardless of the size of the merpeset, regardless of the roof, and regardless of anything, the minhag was always to put on the right side going out, tak into the merpeset. Chazinish was chod kifus. The Vosner already said that, you know, in Bnei Brak, the minig is like the Chazanish, the rest of the world he was masking, the minig is to go that way. So anytime Cheder Pnimi, that'll take care of that issue. Now, so let's say it's not Cheder Pnimi, let's say something like this shul, where you have two entrances coming in from both sides, from the back and the front. So this door here in the middle, L'chari Yesh Ladenboy, what's taka the din? Should we go Basa Hekert Tzir? So Maisa, the Beis Yosef already brings from a Mordechai, that had a similar type of a case, when he's being masbir this din, so the Mordechai points out a big yisoid that the whole shaila of hekert tzir is only, first of all, so we're saying it can't be a pnimi, right? It can't be a pashta entrance to a house. And Zok there, he's talking about gavri nashi, where they split the house for one side for the women's needs and for the men's needs. So the Mordechai speaks out that the reason we're discussing this type of a case, because here it's basically shove, meaning what's shove? The back and forth through this Pesach is equal. Sometimes you go this way, sometimes that way. It's basically, it's not, there's no traffic, you know the traffic is not more heavy in one direction more than the other direction. So Mordechai points out that that's important. But if it would be, if taka, the bederach klal would be that you'd be going through in one direction, meaning the ikar shemesh of this Pesach would be dafka in one direction. So that also would, then we would also disregard Hekar Tzir.
If you go back anyway, once you go out from the door. Yeah.
What's that?
If they go back anyway, once you go in.
That's Yitzir. That's Yitzir. Meaning if yeah. There.
You can't come in. There's another exit, I guess. There's more times they come to come out if you're in the same.
Yeah, I don't know if it's more times, but you're saying that's. Oh, you're saying you have to go in and out of here. Right?
Well,
that's
key.
But the other exit will make it the rave, right. So that's one Torah from the Mordechai, and the Lavosh, that's the Shach over here in Simchat Vav, he speaks about that their houses, it seems that they had one room that they kept the oven in for the Beis HaChayrif, you know, one oven room that basically they stayed throughout the winter so they shouldn't freeze to death. So the Shach there says, another Nekuda from the Lavosh, that not Alf the Shemesh and the Pesach, of which one's more, you know, more traffic going through one way or the other, but rather, which one, if you, let's say that's also Shakal, like you don't know, and it goes equally back and forth in terms of the traffic. But one of the rooms is the Ikr Tashmishin, one of the rooms is the Ikr Dira, and the Shach here is referring to the Beis HaChayrif, where they basically lived throughout the winter, they slept and ate there, whatever it is. So the Ikr Diurin would also be Kaveya and be Machria, the Shail of Hekar Tzir, would also, and also be Kaveya there. So
Kanisa would be from the Ikr to the Tufel?
Okay. From the Tufel to the Ikr. Meaning that the Shach here is saying that from the Knesset of the...
Into the Beis
HaChayrif. Yeah, because the Beis HaChayrif was their Ikr Durin. So that's the Ikr bias. Because the question is, what's the Mezuzah's Beis HaChayrif?
6 months
ago. Yes, I'm not sure. Are they talking about the winter time? Nearly Shaisen... Kasev HaLavosh. Pesach Shenichtas Boi Min HaBayis LaBayis HaChayrif Shalanu. Nearly Shaisen Mezuzah Bi Min HaKnesset. And HaBayis Beis HaChayrif. The Ikr Tashmi Shalanu Hu Mabati HaChayrif Shalanu. I think it's Mashmi the whole year. Smash Bowl, he's saying that was how they, you know, the deer in the house was like that.
Right.
What?
Is Rebbe the
Shana
they're living there?
Yeah, sounds like in the whole year.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Beis HaChayrif is all the winter, but. So, Lamashal, this Knesa here, so, I don't know, so in between these two rooms, is there an Iker? Could be it's Tako Shtikal Shakal. So, it's not a Cheder Pnimi, there's two entrances. Right? So that's off. In terms of the traffic, is one Yeshlot and Kenzain, it's Taka. What? Oh, so that's going to be Machir, right? That's what I'm saying. Here, regardless, which way is the Hekar Tzir here, Maisa, the door goes out? Door goes that way.
Yeah.
Right, so we do not, right, so here we disregard Hekar Tzir, so someone put up
in. It goes by the direction of the door, or which side?
Yeah, so I have to get back there, right? Hekar Tzir, Lamaisa, it's not clear. A few people were being Ma'ir, the Lashainas are not clear. Lamaisa, the Chayodim, Red Zatuch Lahedya, it's Tolian, the Matthias, their doors without being Ma'ir. The Geder of Hekar Tzir is regardless of the hinges. It's which direction the door opens into. The bias of the door opens into, that's the Hekar Tzir. Meaning if the door goes into that room, that's the bias, and you go to the right going into that room. So here, the door, the Hekar Tzir is really going into this little kitchen. So, and yet we put the mezuzah going in this way. Why is that? So that's because of these klalim, because it's Mordechai and this Lavosh, that the even though out's the Mordechai, out's the traffic, yeah, Ken Zayin, it's Shakal. I don't know. I mean, take a survey. It's more or less probably even, but because this is the Iker, so that's why we're going to take it.
Traffic, even though
there's two
traffic.
What?
Traffic, which door?
Of this door right here. This door, we want to know... this door, what's the Yamin? What's the Derech Biyascha? Which one's Yetziya, which one's Knesa? So if Lamashal, the back door would be like locked the whole week or something,
yeah.
Just open it on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So then obviously the main way to get into the back room would be through,
it's
would be this way.
Locked.
What?
It's actually in the morning.
Yeah. Shabbos is locked the whole Shabbos. That door's locked the whole Shabbos.
Locked the whole Shabbos, yeah. Okay, so yes, I don't know if we have to make I don't know if we have to.
So then what? It means
if you'd be if Be'ikr, well, I don't know Be'ikr, right? If there's
more,
yeah.
So then because the Ikr Knesa is this way, so you'd put on the right side. We'd also disregard Hekar Tzir, and we'd go going into that room since that's the room that's the Derech HaKnesa, that's the Derech Biyasa. We'd put on the right side going into that room, right? But if Lamashal, I think like here, we probably the assumption is it's more or less the same.
Hashiva. Less going to be more people coming in.
Right, so most of the place came. I didn't. Yes, Yesh Laden. The Svarim I saw, I think this is Yesh Makom Ayin Bazeh. But a few of the Svarim I saw tainted that the Pesach overrides the Hashivas. Hashivas is more getting into Hekar Tzir. It's like when we're stuck already, we don't know. But the Ikar Zach, the Bikaveh, what do you do with this Pesach? Which way do you go in and which way do you go out? So the traffic would override Hashivas.
People come in this door, must they go to cook and cook it out?
Yeah, so they go in that way, right?
Right.
So what's
the Chashivas mean? Yeah, whatever. Like the Shachir you're saying, it's you do more Ikar Tashmishin there. It's more of the Ikar Diurin. Obviously, in the Shul, the main Diurin is.
So
the
Shacham Machlek, as we told you, yeah. The Machlek is the Shul you put it for Shach and.
Yes, yeah, so I'm not sure if this is machlokes. This is what he's pointing out. I'm not sure if the machlokes meaning you're saying if here kuli alma it's coming into to this room because the traffic is equal. If the traffic wouldn't be equal. If the traffic would not be equal, then...
I can't imagine it's equal. If I'm sitting here, and it goes in and out 10 times, how many times is coming from the outside?
Even if it's
you want to come from there, you have to come in, right? Once you're in here, you're in here, right?
Yeah. Okay, my impression is that as long as they're both standard used... I'm not sure if...
It doesn't matter because you go in and come back out. No one stays in there. No way out. Everyone's like that.
That's a pnimi. Pashas, that's going to be pnimi. That'll be it's. That's called a knisa and a yitzia.
A pnimi then, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yesh ladam. My impression is that we're not going to start taking a survey and seeing as long as they're both. Meaning, the way they describe the traffic shaila, like the Mordechai, it sounds like he's saying they're both normally commonly used going both ways.
Yeah, but they should go with the haketir. So then you go with the.
But then we have chashivos. Huh? So then we have chashivos, and Nevada, this is the chashivah.
Why is this the chashivah?
Because the ikar tashmishin of a shul are in the main shul. I saw people like coffee a lot.
The tashmish of the kitchen and bathroom is over
there. Yeah, of the whole house. That's what the shach is saying. You go look at the whole building. What's the in between these two rooms, the door between two rooms, which one's the ikar room? So I guess it depends. Whatever. I would hope this is the... Yeah. So you look at that door. That's what's chayim uvur in the shach. So... So I hear that's the mashmos. Look in the Mordechai; he's mashmos like it's very normal both ways. It's both commonly used in and out. It's like totally normal. So then l'chayr we should go about the hekert hearing the other way. L'chayr al zeh nemar chashivus, which is the levush and the shach. L'chayr. Okay, one second. We're not finished with the shul yet. The story is next.
What about saying l'maisa? What if you don't have a clear
achra? Oh, so Dr. Moshe, let's say there's no hekert here. Let's say Taka, you're stuck, and there's so if there, you go with hackers here, but so sliding doors, they say whichever side of the room the door is in, because the ikar is where the door is.
Between the rooms.
So if it's Taka in the middle and there's no hackers here, so shtekel machlekes, or Moshe has a truth about this, a whole arichah is stuck there. It's pata from mezuzah. It's no derech biyascha, and you need a derech biyascha. It has to be nicker. So Moshe has some truth of chelkal pata mezuzah. Meiser b'chaim in the sefer in this parsha sedura, so he beroyv knew. So he found there's a Yerushalmi in Megillah in the end of a Megillah. And their state that you choose. And Taka, Zoy state, and they found after, I think it's a Yai, it's Meduik, and the Yai, if it's like that, you take your pick, do what you want, as long as if there's no Haikatir B'chal. Okay, so now the mice like this. The Tazir brings a Mariel. It's very interesting. So let's say you have a house, kind of like this shul. There's two entrances from each side that go into a big room, and in between the two big rooms, there'd be a small room. So it's come out exactly the Metzias of this little room here. This room, everyone's familiar, there's a door that goes into the Sfarad Mosa, right? This is a new thing. When they built this thing, they put this room in. This room, as of now, has no mezuzahs. That's not the right psak. I mean,
it's not really used.
It's not really used.
It's collection box. It okay. Walks through.
Right, so it's pachas midal al dalet. That's clear. But lemais, so this tachamudu Daniel, we saw that it's royal tashmish. You don't need it. It serves its function quite fine. So l'chayra, okay. So the Mariel has such a tzir, more or less. Two big rooms that both lead into a small room in between. Not clear if he's talking small, less than dalal dalet, more than dalal dalet. The point of the Mariel says in this case you go basa hekert tzir. That so you go basa hekert tzir, and the meila, so the marshal here, the meila would go on the side coming out. So the meisa, it's a shlikol shayla what the Mariel is saying and why taka over here go basa hekert tzir. Meaning it's not clear in the Mariel what was his tashmishim in that middle room. I mean, what happened to all the things we were just saying? Pnimi you don't have because it goes in and out both ways. But what about chashivos? What about ikar tashmishin?
So there's no chashivos in the middle anyway. So.
Right. So it sounds like he was talking about. I think it was a room. He said Mariel said that he built a room up as to learning or something. It's not clear exactly. Yeah. Mariel's learning. It's not chashiv. Hakapanim. I just think that over here Zichri wouldn't have the Mariel. You wouldn't go baser hekertir because lemaisa it's different bialim. It's bederach klal lak. No one ever kamat never on Shabbos. The kids sometimes a little bit, but kamat never does anyone ever go between the two shuls through these doors. So I think l'di dun, we just have to look at it as like a little closet. I mean, if it would be a closet, it'd be pater. We look at it as a little room less than dal al dalet. And the meila, you have the old shaila of a room less than dal al dalet. Mikar din is pater. The small mashmalos and kiva eger that you go taka going into the room. I'm just saying l'chayr here you wouldn't have ekar tzir. And it'll feel higher what the minig oil is you put on going into the electric room because
so
it's a
room. Would this fardim have to put in on their side on the right also?
Higher, both
same
going in because for each of us it's a room.
Same owner, but it's rented, so...
Yeah, I'm just saying it's locked. There's no traffic b'chlal in between the two. So the chayra that's...
Right. It's
Right.
Same owner, but.
Maisa, there's no mezuzah here. Yeah, why?
There's no
tashmish
in this room.
So that's the shayla. I was just thinking about that.
Every Arab Shabbos.
Every Arab Shabbos.
Yeah, they have the tashmish of the room.
Okay, this has to be debated. I think it's not so posh. I think the pashas we take on is that once you could walk into it, so then maybe, I mean, if we had to store something in there, if you had to put, it's a little storage.
Storage is enough to make something?
Yeah, for sure. That's Beis Oitzer.
You can't live there.
This is the Shiloh about, this is the Shiloh of Chavudi Daniel. But meaning the pashtus is tak less than dal dal pater. We talked to Chmudi Daniel that if it has a function, this is a chur. It's a nice little storage room. I'm sure we could use it for kol mini zachin.
If the door would push in instead of coming out, that would change the hecker tzir.
So the Maril says hecker tzir. I'm claiming that here there's no hecker tzir.
I'm saying if that was the Maril's case and it was a hecker tzir.
Yeah, then it would depend which way it's going in. Yeah.
But if the same exact door just happened to push in,
the hinges, regardless of the hinges, that's right. That's clear for the Chayadim Kal Tasvav. He reads a duch, and that's all the achrenu accept. That's a mavur in the Rishonim over here, that it just depends where the door is. And that's why by a sliding door, if it's on one side of the wall, so they say that would be the Hecker Tzir, whichever room the door is in.
What's an included Hecker Tzir? Why Hecker Tzir for the wall?
That's a good question. Yeah, that's much better. That was the Derech. The Derech is that the Cheder, which is the Cheder that the door is Mesachis, you put the door inside that Cheder.
Yeah, so what happens is when you don't have a choice, they go here, you can't put the
door. You can't go in again, right.
So that's the technical
reason,
it doesn't
prove anything. Right, Chanan. Some reason that's totally possible. Okay. Why is it Takatoli? Okay. Now, Sifhei is Haslam Nasui, so the Mechaber just says the Pasha Vakesh Mekamara, and the Shulchan Aruch is a very simple case. You can't take a mezuzah on the floor, nail in a mezuzah, and then pick up the whole mezuzah and slap it onto the wall. That's Pasha and that's Pasha. The Maisa, this Shaya Tasman Nasui is one of the most not Pasha Shayas in all Hilchs Mezuzah, and culminate very interesting Tzvekas. The Maisa, we were just discussing before, it's Takan not so Pasha. Where do we find Haslam Nasui? That's the Yisoy. The Taaseh, the Torah is Machayin a Taaseh, the Loi Min Ha'asoy. So the Gemara has a handle comparing to other things. So Maisa here it's not clear because it doesn't say anywhere Tasa Mezuzas. So Maisa Rashi in Lam Gimel Menachas says, in Echanami, it's learned from Tzitzis. So it's not clear how he made this limit to Tzitzis. No Gzer Shav is known. It's nice. It's nice. It's nice. I hear. So I hear. Maisa Kipshuta. So there's a Mabit in Kiryat Sefer on the Rambam in Hachas Mezuzah, and he tied his attack of Tasman also by Mezuzah's attack only the Rabbanim. And it could be the Star of Sfekas and the Chule. Maisa, I think most of the Achrenim I saw assume it's the Raisa, and they found the Urayim in Mitzvah Tov. So he learns in the Pasuk Alein that somehow Uchsaftem al Mezuzahs, since we know the Mitzvah is not in the Ksiva, but it's Uchsaftem al Mezuzahs, so he basically darshan from the Uchsaftem that there's a Chiyam Vasiyam Mela, Tasalum and Asui, the Tainal Taka be the Raisa. Now, so in the etzem kviyas mezuzah pashut, right? You can't take it on the mezuzah and put the mezuzah onto the wall. So, b'lamai said there are a few other categories of where you could clear l'chayra. I find them tassel and asay. Mashal, a bias that has no bias or a guy owns the house. So it's part of me mezuzah. So let's say I put up a mezuzah, and then I go and I buy the house. So I wasn't kaveh the mezuzah behechsha. I was kaveh the psol. So chayrat nishtikol shayla tassel and asay. That's like Shlav Aleph. Now, let's say I put it up a Heksher. Let's say I own a house. I put it up a Heksher. I rent a house. So I have a Yiddish renter. Then he moves out, and the guy moves in. So B'shas, the minute the Yid moves out, and the guy moves in, it's Potter. So maybe when the next Yid moves in, Taslam and Asui. And there's a big tumult in the Achrenim. People have their living room is a Sukkah. So Sukkah Sachag B'chag, we saw in Resh Pe'elav, is Potter. So you're going to take off the roof, and stam, before you put on the schach, when you take off of the roof, a house with no roof is pater, right? Because the derech on the house to have a roof, that a roof is pater. So l'char tasalov and asui. So l'maisu, the poskim are mechalik this to different dargas, and taka, kemat, nothing is a davar borer, but it goes like this. If you put up the mezuzah b'psol, If b'shas that you put it up with milachatchilu was b'psol, meaning it was ownerless or owned by a guy, or let's say you put up the mezuzah on sukkis where it was milachatchilu p'psol, so then kibshutai, there's more of reason to be machmir because taka tassel b'nasu. Even though by sukkis it's taka not so pashit because l'maisa a sukkah in your living room, this whole shayla b'firatzme, since it's your living room, it's a chashav adirin, it's not a pashit, that's really putter. That's machlokes achrein. I'm repassing with a roof that goes up.
Same thing.
That's
the sukkah coming off your house is like the same challenge whether my pesach gets some.
No, because sukkah's chag b'chag is a different story because it's a chepta of diras are. Meaning, we're talking about a place where you live b'kvias. I mean, you're repeset in a chanan b'yishol. That's very interesting. You're repeset, right? Taka won't be putter. Because that's a derech of the repesa, right? This is a shaila, though. There are those who tie that because of the hilchos from sukkah that it's the years arei. That alone is mafkia. It's not going to answer question. Okay, but I'll put him in the living room.
Didn't he have
to cover? Is it the years kvas like a puzzle? But we the years kvas puzzle just the schach is the years arei. But in the place where you don't need a roof lava, there'd be clear less of reason to pater over there in Hanami. I'll put him. These are shagas, but. Lamaisa, the niti of the place comes at Saka Potter, but I'll on him, so the svar here, it's really in Reish Peivav, there's a, what's it called? There's a Pischei Tshuva about this. He brings him really from the early Acharinim. In the Gimel from Tshuva's Arbituri Evan, Hitaka speaks about the Shayel taking off the roof and putting off for Schach. So there's a svar there, and that's what in Reish Peivav's Pischei Tshuva Yodalid, he brings from the Nesivas, that anytime it was made behechsher, so then even if Bein Tayim it got passeled, it's chayzer lehechshero and it's not tassel menasi. So if I have my house as a kasher and then it turns into a sukkah and goes back, that's okay. If I rent my house to a yid, he puts a mezuzah, then it goes to a guy and back to a yid, it's okay. Meaning if it started behechsher and it goes back to hechsher, since it was tchilasei behechsher, then we're damit to the sugyas in sukkah. By sukkah, it's mavur that if you cover over your sach and then uncover it, there's no problem with tassel menasi. The kitzur, there's a big arichos, but that's basically like this. If it starts out with psol, mechayra, it's taka, the netiya is that mechayra, you have to take it off and put it back on. But if it was put on the hechsher, just came psol bein tayim, so then there's taka shayla, the maisa, the maisha has a tshuva, this brought in halicha shalom shalom zan arbach, and this machaber of the sefer sharem zuzi heard from Rav Osner, that the maisa, the minig by sukkah, when you take off the roof and put it back, they all say the minig is not to do it. Tavala bracha, yon b'machmer, the maisa, there's no chiv to do it, and they all machshir. So since they're going with this svara, that when it's made behechsher and it became sol bein tayim, put it back, it's okay.
You have a roof
the whole year?
Yeah.
So if it's roi for what it's tashmish is, I mean, if you have a roof for schach the whole year in Eretz Yisrael right now in your living room, so be potter, because it's not, batel adayit, it's not diur, it's not roi for diur. You're living like a chveis. But if you live in a place, I mean, it's all talyim, it's the derech diur. By roofs, that's what's talyim, because they have a raya from chatzir that you don't be'etzim need a roof. It's talyim, it's the derech, don't live like that. Right, so Maisa, Rabbi Yankel Bloy in a sefer in Chayvus Adar, so he taka suggests even b'chiyah gavin and all these I find him if you have to take the door off for repairs. So b'ikra din, you don't have to. We're machayev even without the door, but lefi the Rambam, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that's why we don't make a bracha without a door. So chayish for the Rambam. So lefi the Rambam, if you take your door off to get it fixed and put it back, l'charei there's a shtekel tzad of tassel menasi. Okay, so again, like we're saying by mezuzah, the minute here is to be mekel, and there's no chiyev to do this. Maybe a tavel of bracha if you want to be mahad. Oh, but, so Rabbi Kiv Eger, right here in Haralach, and Rabbi Kiv Eger brings from Maras Asun, let's say you put it up a heksher, but then you rip off the whole door frame, some kind of major repairs you're doing, you have to take off the side post with the mezuzah, and you put it back. So Rabbi Kiv Eger brings that, copy that, from Maras Asun, that's puzzle. And you can understand why that's worse, because all these cases we're saying if it started the heksher and it goes back, it's okay. That's because you have mezuzahs beisecha v'sharecha. You're missing the tnaim, you're missing the roof, you're missing the door, you're missing the bailim, you're missing some kind of zaitika property. If you're missing the etzim tzura of a mezuzah, beisachel, so that's worse. Lamaiser b'kideg here brings from a magen avram, it's telling hilchos tzitzis that taka would be kosher if you put it back to the same door, but tachos lamaiser l'achrim there say to be machmer, at least without a bracha. Okay. And sif, so that's basically tachos lamaiser l'achrim.
What if you didn't move into
hashe,
is that tachos?
Oh, right. So we had spoken about... Right, that's... Thank you. Thanks for wanting to get back to you. The Shailah Samzah, if you didn't move into the house yet, and also if you moved into the house in Chutzlar, it's but Tzchir Sol Mechayel Lachar Lamedin. So Maisa there, there's other Tzirufim, but the Minig there also, before you move into a house, already could be worse. There are those who are Mekal there also. But once you move in... So in Echanami, that's this issue of Tassel Manasseh, putting up souls to Taka, you should wait till you move in, according to most of the Paiskim. So they say, a Chassan who's moving in, we spoke about that a few weeks ago, a Chassan who's moving in, at least maybe you should go. Wait, at least there's different diagrams. until you move your belongings there, and you eat one meal there. Different arfan b'kaveh you're in there. But a seicher, that we already said, the minig that's a chayadam also, that since you're already there, and you're living there, and it's just chusr zman of 30 days, there the place can ready, the minig taka is to put up with a bracha right away.
With a bracha
right away. Rav Moshe has an eitzah. Some people are machmir to wait 30 days and then take it off, put it back on, but the minig was always to 30 days. Okay. Sifvav, we were zeichet to a shtekol nyon ediyema, parashat ha-shavua. So Sifvav is the famous machlokes, Rashi and Abeinu Tam. How are you supposed to put the mezuzah? Standing up or lying down flat. So it's a shayel how to learn. The Gemara over here, Tolob Amak, Asakim in Nagar is puzzle. So it's machlokes how to learn. And Rashi, it's a shayel how to learn, Pasha Glashenis, Kasvichta, Kastivara, all the different things in the Gemara. We're talking about up or down. Tachs Maisa Rashi and the Rambam Paskin has to be up. That's how the Machaber Paskins, and that's how the Svaritam Noyig. The Maisa the Goyin also Paskins like that. And I saw in the Svaritam, I don't know if it's true, that the Grunix Taka put it straight up. They don't slant. It's the Achra of the Goyin. And so Maisa, it's interesting.
That it's only, he's saying to the other.
What's that?
Tilla
and the Gain, that he's saying with the other. What, but the Evan
Kasha? I thought he said Avala Maisa. He says,
Kaimon Karashi, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not. Meaning, if a guy is going to put it sideways, whatever, lying down, he says, nah, Yotze, he puts it standing up, he's Yotze. Still, the Indian is a Kila, the Medakhtigim, to be Yotze Shneem, he's not necessarily going to hear that.
Okay, the Maisa, I think in Maisa Rav, maybe they bring it
straight
more before. Because they bring it from Maisa Rav. I think in Maisa Rav, it says that the Goyin put it straight up.
Right.
Yeah, out the Goyin Alain, okay, I hear. Akoponim, so Maisa, where's Rabbeinu Tam's Raya? From the Haintachavach Sparsha. So Rabbeinu Tam's whole Shraya over there is that the Urin. And the Urin, how is the Ruchos and the Sefta? They're lying down, can be whirling Gemara, blah, 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 everything was lying down, right? So Melo, Zok to Binu Tam, that's how your mezuzah has to be, and that's how your tefillin have to be. And Zok to the Mordechai here, the Taz brings, that he heard from Binu Tam, that if one day he'll be zayich to build an Aron Kodesh, he's going to make it wide enough so you could lie the Sifrei Torah down. It's a bizayon, it's kfuras chamar. Binu Tam's whole arichas over there. And the Maisa, Rabbeinu Tam, so it's interesting, Rabbeinu Tam, people put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, this is not the thing, right? Even Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, it's also the Seder Parashas, but also the up and down. So the Achrona point out already in Siman Amud Beis that we're not Choshesh Rabbeinu Tam, no one is, and that's the member they say over there. Tzul and Rabbeinu Tam or Pasol leave it Rabbeinu Tam because it's the wrong way. So and the Maisi here also. So this is the Shiloh Rabbi Yosef pointing out. Bechlal, when we put it on a slant like the Ramah, is it really a Pshara that's Yotzi both days, or there's a Shiloh how to learn the Gemara? It could be it's Taka not up, and if not, that you're not being Yotzi those 2 days. It's a third sheet of Kilum that's also Yotzi.
Aren't there some Rishonim that learned that was the Pshara?
Right, exactly, and that's why some Achrona Taka learned that. This hiddur to put it sideways is not pshat yotze shtekel Rashi and shtekel Rabbeinu Tam. It's a third mahalach that was taka kashul kol yalma, but it's not the milo yofi Rashi. It's taka not the. It's not. You're not being yotze the zok of Rashi by putting it up straight. And
or the shkiva.
Right. Or the shkiva Rabbeinu Tam. There is a way out of it. The maisa, the shaila is how much should you slant it. So meaning if you're trying to make a pshara, so they say that maybe it has to be mapped at a 45-degree angle. Maisa they bring the stipler and the chazanish, they put it really the ikar. Lekarlach we pass in the grashi and the maisa was also throwing a little bit of a slant because you don't want to put it because once you start putting it evenly, if it's a little too much back down, the way chashashi doing a bein time will be possible. But yeah, it's so a little slant.
Yeah,
that's how they do it. It's lying down, but you don't.